Now, we've begun this tradition. Anytime we do any kind of Mountaineer Catholic night, we always have the ultimate Catholic quiz. Just make sure that when you leave WVU, you're founded and have lots of knowledge of things that are not important for your salvation, right? But also, some are really important things to know. This is very important. This is a multiple choice. Let's see, and you do it by raising your hands if you think the answer is. Priests, A, were first ordained by Jesus when he told the apostles, "Do this in remembrance of me." B, were first ordained by Paul on his visit to Corinth. You know the Bible. C, first appeared late in the second century, perhaps in Asia Minor. Before that, local churches were led by presbyters. D, first appeared in the 1200s. Previously, parishes operated on a congregational system, with members choosing a presiding minister from among their own number. Not until the High Middle Ages was this formalized into an ordained priesthood, with the priest chosen not by the congregation, but by the bishop. And then E, none of the above. So A, were first ordained by Jesus. B, were first ordained by Paul's visit to Corinth. C, first appeared in the second century. First appeared in the 1200s. And none of the above.
E, none of the above.
E, none of the above. Okay, we got one for E.
I was asking.
None of the above, correct. Have you got one, Logan?
A.
Anyone else? Who else has A? Okay. And what about anyone from B? B, okay. E, none of the above. Anyone say C? Okay, good. So A says, the answer is yes. C, Luke 22, which is part of the account of the Last Supper. He took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me." Here Christ establishes the sacrament of the Eucharist. He instructs his apostles to do in their turn what he is doing in this: offer the sacrifice of his body. One who offers a sacrifice is a priest, and Christ is the high priest of the new covenant. So B, if you want to know, B said we're first ordained by Paul on his visit to Corinth. Not possible, since the first answer is correct. Paul visited Corinth roughly 20 years after the Last Supper occurred. C, even less possible. Think about it. If priests didn't appear until late in the first century, why do they appear in the New Testament, such as Paul's epistles? The word presbyter is used in the New Testament chiefly to distinguish the New Testament priesthood from the still existing Jewish priesthood. But presbyter and priest amount to the same thing. That's why we're called, when priests are together, it's called the presbyterate. And we're ordained to the order of presbyter. So Father Gross and I are presbyters. And then D is the one about the 1200s. It says, please think of enrolling in a basic church history. And then E is, you should have had no trouble seeing that A is correct. All right. So now that you know where priests came from.
Yes.
Sure, so presbyter actually literally means elder in the Greek. And so they're used, so remember, the Jewish temple had the Jewish priesthood. That's what they were exercising the sacrifices, right? When did the temple cease having sacrifices offered? Who knows their history?
When it was destroyed.
When it was destroyed, Christ constantly told them over and over again the temple was going to be destroyed. Remember, the temple was their life. I mean, everything revolved around the temple. And when was it destroyed? 70 AD by Titus. He comes in, and by destroying the temple, that's where the sacrifices were offered. So what ceased when the temple was destroyed?
Sacrifice.
Who offered sacrifices? The Old Testament, the Jewish priesthood ceased. And that's where synagogue Judaism, which we have today, began, because the temple has never been rebuilt, right? So when Paul is writing, when did Paul write? You should know this. When did Paul write his epistles?
62.
Yeah, the 50s and 60s, right? About 20 years after Christ was alive. In fact, Paul dies around 64 AD under the Emperor Nero. He's beheaded, not crucified like Peter. Why? Because he was a Roman citizen, and beheading in the Romans' eyes, as demented, beheading was a lot better than being crucified because it's quick, down and dirty, right? You die nicely. Unlike crucifixion, where it was utterly painful. It's the worst kind of torture that someone's going to go. So Paul gets the great end of the deal. Peter does not, right? But Peter says, I'm not worthy to be crucified like my Lord. So he's crucified upside down. Okay, so meanwhile, back to the whole question. So the Jewish priesthood was existing during the time of Paul and during the time of the early Christians, up until AD 70. So in order to distinguish, because they're preaching to the Jewish people, they're trying to get the Jewish people to separate themselves from the temple. And so the way that Paul distinguishes that, he uses the word presbyter and then episcopos for bishops, right? And he'll even use them in time interchangeably. But after AD 70, if you read like Pope St. Clement the First in the 1890s, and you read the early church documents after the 70s, the word priest is being used. Because now once the temple is destroyed, there is no need to confuse them. This is the Christian priesthood. Does that make sense?